I want to talk to Dan Sheridan for a second. He has been a friend of ours and a guest on this show and with me on stage many times. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
He is a spokesperson for the National Center for Constitutional Studies. Hokie smokes. Your job one right now, my friend.
That's right, especially this time of year, right?
Not only this time of year, close to the election, and close to another presidential stage show with me. You're always there for us when we talk to Thomas Jefferson or to Teddy Roosevelt, and you come on stage first, and everybody that comes to our shows gets a free pocket constitution. But this year, the Constitution itself is very much in play, what with the president's words of late. So tell us about your initiative. What do you folks do?
Well, what we do is we're a non-profit organization, also nonpartisan, and our one goal is to distribute pocket constitutions. And our goal is to get one into the hands of every American. And our most recent efforts have been, we've created a pocket constitution designed for children. And we've also created a cartoon video series to go along with it. And our goal is to get it into the hands of parents and into the public schools.
Now, you're in the Chicago area. The National Center for Constitutional Studies, where's that out of? Where are you folks based?
Well, it's based out of Idaho. National Center for Constitutional Studies is based out of Idaho, but this program is through Freedom Factor, which is an offshoot of the National Center for Constitutional Studies.
And is that a partisan organization? Are you guys batting for one team or the other?
No, Freedom Factor is a completely nonpartisan organization. We don't promote candidates or anything like that. Our goal is just to educate people in the United States Constitution. And that includes the amendments, by the way, which a lot of people wish didn't exist. So we teach the entire Constitution, including the amendments.
Well, sure. I mean, the amendments are part of the Constitution, right?
That's true. That's right. But there's been a movement in recent years to pretend like everything before the 13th doesn't exist. And that's a problem. And our goal is to show that not only is what the founders did important, but what the amenders did is important. And that includes all those amendments, and they're just as much a part of our history and as important. And unfortunately, a lot of times you only get one side of these things, and our goal is to show people this is our history in this document. And boy, we couldn't live without the 13th Amendment with slavery being eliminated and then equal rights coming after that and women's rights to vote. And it shows how we've improved over time. So our goal is to get people to be literate regarding the whole document in its context.
Yeah. Well, maybe it doesn't matter what you or I think about the 14th or the 15th or the 21st Amendment, but are you... I mean, everybody gets, it's all of our Constitution, they're all of our amendments, and we all get to think about them as we will. But are you suggesting that people interpret some of these latter amendments differently, and that's bothersome to you?
Well, what's bothersome to me is when certain people get a hold of this document and try to divorce it from its historical context.
Yeah.
And, we've heard it, in the last few elections, how people say, some of the 13th and 14th Amendments are the biggest problems. Well, why do they say that? And usually they take it out of context. And so my point is that unless you teach these amendments in their context, why did the amenders act the way they did? You know, it's just as important as why did Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and George Washington act the way they did. And the amendment process is very important, and that's why we want to, that's why we developed this children's series, these children's constitutions, because we really want to set the tone with the young people when they're young, that they need to be taught the basic, the basic rule of our country. They need to understand unity and kindness because they're the future guardians of our liberty. And they're the ones who are going to be amending this Constitution one day, because I'm sure there's things we need to improve upon. And that's why the Constitution doesn't have a the end after it. There's that white space there because the next generation is going to have to, there's going to be more amendments one day. And we want to educate this, this generation and the next so they can be wise enough and smart enough to make things better.
What's the website for you guys, Dan?
It's freedomfactor.org, and if they would go there and see our latest program under the resources tab, the Constitution for Kids, we're really hoping that people will get copies of these, and also they can donate to a school fund, because we provide these for schools and teachers. And schools also can request them for free. So it's through donors who help out with that we get these programs into the local schools.
And everybody that comes to our Roosevelt show is going to get this new one for kids. It's the same Constitution, yep, but annotated a little bit easier for kids. So what a good idea. Go to WGNradio.com/events, get your tickets to our Roosevelt show, or visit freedomfactor.org. All right, Dan, as always, good work. Thank you for your time. I know I won't see you this time, but we'll make sure we hand them out for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it, John.